I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in the hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
So I have something to tell you guys.
Oh, God.
Hold on, let me open my beer.
This is a Dave confession.
Hold on, let me open my beer.
What?
I got a job offer.
Good.
Okay, thanks.
Good for you.
You finally have done it.
To read an erotic novel.
What? Lucky.
What? What? Okay, this is so funny.
Better
so
take it.
This
what if your oh god? What if your mom listens to your
oh god,
erotic
no,
novel?
No, no.
This oh woman, my god!
This woman that listens to us
I
in Southwest
that.
Florida mm-hmm. is apparently a big erotic novel writer.
She's an erotic artist.
Okay.
Huh?
She's heard me read things.
Yeah, I've heard you read them too.
And reached out to me.
Oh, God.
And said, I like
your
the
style.
Way that you read stuff. All jokes aside, would you be interested in voicing the audio version of this book? Oh, and honestly.
Yeah, yes. Say yes.
Well, I considered it. But she gave me an excerpt. Oh, my God.
That's so dirty.
I couldn't. I don't think the company would let me.
I don't think
probably
they would either, because I know what I would do with
no.
my Dave AI.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of see you next Tuesdays.
No, you couldn't
oh,
read
like,
that.
Like, put my throbbing
no, no, no.
in her
yeah, yeah.
dripping.
Do
you know?
It. Yes. Oh that's a yes
like,
from Dave.
Wow. It was
yeah,
so, like, it
tough.
Wasn't it like your average little.
So it's exactly how you talk off the air.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
It's not your average, what I thought, like, softcore porn erotic
oh,
novel.
No.
It
no,
was hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said to her, I'm flattered, but. I do not believe that, one, my wife would like this, or two, my company would approve of me speaking such language.
Those wives and employers.
In
yeah.
recorded
oh,
audio.
Ruining your fun.
We didn't negotiate what the fee would be.
No.
We didn't get there, but.
What if she came back with a huge number, Dave?
I assume it's not.
Mm. Well, thank God, because we all know who would have to do that recording session.
Oh, yeah. That's so
that would
true.
Be uncomfortable. Right, just Al. You and Al in the studio.
Al,
recording
so you
that?
Tag me in for that one, Al.
As I gently leaned in to caress okay. some
stop. Oh, please.
Steamier.
I
need steamier, Dave.
Yeah. You're grossed out.
I am. I'm grossed out by your sexuality.
It's just uncomfortable.
I am.
You're so ridiculous.
It grosses me out.
It turns me on.
Like, I do not
I'm
enjoy it.
Out by your sexuality.
I am. When he turns it into sexual speak, I'm like, oh, God. I should have called in sick. I didn't know this was going to happen today.
Yeah, so. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
It's too much.
But
if
you could have had inception.
I wanted to do that, not read erotic novels.
Yeah.
But, like, audiobooks.
You can never. No, listen. You can never do this.
Why?
This is your mom's favorite reading
no,
material.
No, not erotic. That's
you
what I'm
can't.
Saying. Not erotic. That's my mom's favorite.
Okay.
But regular books.
Like,
I'd love
to
read, you know, regular books. I'm fairly good at just, you know, you
yeah,
may not
just
know from the show. But just, like, I can pick up a page without reading it over and read it
yes.
fairly well.
Yeah.
So I think I could do that. But I don't want to do erotic.
What I don't know if you'd enjoy is just the time it takes because
it seems awful to
I
me.
Know myself like I have audiobooks and I'm like I look at it and I'm like oh my god this thing's gonna be 6.5 hours of this person talking to me.
I always feel bad for the person reading the book. I'm like, wow, they had to really, they're in the studio a while.
Yeah.
I have to assume they just have their home
studio.
I don't think they do it all at once either.
It's probably even longer than 6 hours, too.
Because you make mistakes and...
Right. Like I did, I was trying to do like some of the Goosebumps books to put on YouTube, like just audiobooks. And I did one of the books. It took, like in an hour, I might get through two chapters.
Right.
And this is a children's book.
The book that I'm listening to right now is 11 and a half hours. The audiobook I'm listening to.
Yeah, see, so. I mean, I have some like that. There's some huge book that's like 17 hours. And when you download it and then you look at that, I'm like, am I even going to start that? Am so I even going to invest 17 hours in this? No.
Career checklist. I still have a couple of things. I would like to read an audiobook, just one.
Okay.
I would like to be a part of a jingle. Somehow.
Yeah.
And I would like to anchor one TV newscast.
Oh my God.
Just one.
Oh my God.
That's all I want.
Oh my God.
Just to do it.
I think those are all attainable dreams, Dave.
I think so.
Hopefully. I would love to somehow set that up for Dave and just fire a whole bunch of stories at him that are going to make him really uncomfortable and really test him.
Make sure Chuck's really nowhere near the TV studio.
Yeah, no, my God.
News anchor.
Hi, Dave. I'm everywhere. The director today.
I think the show has really ruined that chance, though, for the TV.
Yeah, I think so, too. Because I don't think anyone's going to take a chance on
we have one local
on
guy who is on TV who does radio as well, but he's a little, like, more...
Yeah, lollipops you know. And everything.
Well, he's like everyone's mom's favorite news anchor,
exactly,
including mine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. He doesn't
Dave's trying to turn moms on.
Yeah. He loves his hot mom.
It's a lot different.
your you think because of the content of the show,
no
major TV network would let me
especially
anchor.
Not major.
The old ladies will be like,
the local WB.
They
won't know who you are.
What would happen is the show would end, and then you could work on like your audiobook stuff, let a year or two go by, and then you could reach out to a TV station, and then I bet you could get something.
Time you gotta.
You might have to start with Wacky Man on the Street stuff. You know, you might have to be out at
Dave's on the street.
Dave is in the studio where he doesn't do it at all.
I'm thanks, Lisa. Yeah. Agent Lisa. Here's my rap. Everything goes through
no,
Lisa.
No.
Not all on the street stuff.
Yeah. Lisa comes in with a briefcase. News, all right, let's check.
Oh, a briefcase.
Yeah, time traveler.
Means serious business. Means serious business.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those I realized after receiving that erotic novel offer that I still have a couple of things on my... work.
Yeah.
Life checklist that I want to tick off.
I don't have any of that.
I got none of those.
No, you don't.
I got none of those. I can't wait to do nothing.
I really did think I'd be like, on some sort of news program. That's when I started in the business. That was my goal.
That was this isn't where you thought you'd end up.
It's a very strange turn.
I'm happy.
Yeah, sure.
I think I'm much happier doing this than I ever would have been anchoring the news. The news is very depressing these days.
Yeah.
But
boring.
Right. We get to have fun with it.
You can't even really have your own thoughts because you just have to have the thoughts of whoever's paying you. They're the ones that sort of dictate like how you're going to talk about every single story.
Yeah,
you're not really
producers
you.
Writing your script. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's what I hate about that kind of stuff. It's just like, okay, well, what message are we trying to push out? And then you're just the mouthpiece for that.
I hate all that. Oh, I don't know why you want to do that.
No, I think it was just his dream when he was young.
It was my dream when I was young.
Yeah.
For sure. I wanted to do it. I made and recorded my own TV newscast.
Right. Right.
Like,
yes.
You're a strange kid, huh?
Yeah, he's a weirdo. He's a real weirdo.
I don't know if we would have hung out.
I don't think so.
Dave, what are you doing?
I'm busy right now. I haven't finished my script for the 6 p.m. news. My God, it's hot off the presses. Lines, Lisa. I got a breaker out in Long Beach.
A what?
Breaking news.
Yeah, a breaker. He's giving you hot inside news lingo.
If it bleeds, it leads.
Yep. And then Dave went on two different bleeding stories and was like, I can't do this.
Yeah, I don't want to do this.
I can't do this.
People die.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yep.
It's depressing.
So, yeah, no, we
news
probably
is very serious. It's a very serious job.
Oh, God, it's so serious. And every once in a while, like, one of these newsmen has to be, like, the voice of a whole nation and stuff and, like, carry you through a whole entire...
That's tough. That's
conflict tough or a whole entire scenario. And it's like, oh, my God. No.
Yeah, I recorded and somehow edited from tape to tape my own... TV, like using a camcorder.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My own TV newscast as like a sizzle reel.
What did you have, film? Was it like how was it? Was it the 70s?
No.
Yes.
I picture it too as Dave as a little kid.
You know,
he's like,
those little camcorders.
Here in the studio.
Yeah.
Back to you, Dave.
There's actually
like a VHS.
There's actually tape of Dave, and he's like, F it! F it, I'll do it live! Like, wow, this guy's a nut job.
Who did the camera work for you?
Oh, I set it up.
Yeah, I think it would have been tripod.
On the dining table.
Wow.
In our
okay.
Yeah, I sat. That was
wonder
my
where that's at.
Let's go back.
Oh, did, I wonder if you'll find that when you're cleaning out your
yeah,
parents'
I
place.
Will pay big money to never have it leak.
You better find it.
Because there was, oh, here's that admission.
We got to get that VHS.
I was like editing this local TV newscast, just putting myself in as the anchor.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
There was one point where someone was joking around and it came back to me and I was like,
oh, so like now.
Doodly nice. Boop.
Yeah, he's like, diddly boop, that was a bad one. 27 people killed on a subway. Doodly boop, who was driving? Wah wah.
Yeah.
The weird so just one
do.
Time. He's hoping for the one time.
Just one. That's all. I don't want another career.
I'm sure we can make that happen.
Yeah, one time anchor the evening news.
Yeah. Oh, even has to be.
Well, that's the big show.
Right? I know, but that's do you think maybe show. They should try
like the new news?
Yeah.
Come on, no.
You might have to start on like a Saturday afternoon.
Saturday evening. Also.
I don't think any of the local news stations like us.
I know
they never talk.
It has to be
ever.
Someone who doesn't know us yet. Have to be one of these fancy new markets.
Oh yeah, maybe one of those markets.
Dave. Indiana News.
Sure, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'll around here, they don't like
South
us.
Carolina?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so anyway, that's still on my work bucket list. Just a couple of things. Nothing. Ooh. Still rolling here.
Man, work bucket list, huh? God,
you don't have anything
full.
Like you're done. That's it. Like
oh,
you have,
that's it.
You have achieved everything you want to achieve.
That's it. Oh man, yeah, no, I can't wait to hit the beach. Beach better have my money.
Beach, you're not waiting. No metal detecting.
That's how we could vacation together eventually. But he'll metal detect, and I'll just sit in my
beach. Better have my money.
We're just trying to not get fired. That's our bucket list.
Yeah. That's the bucket list.
It has been mine for years.
Yeah. Did you just invent a novelty T-shirt for metal detectors?
It's already been.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's already been. I haven't. Actually, I just haven't worn it yet.
You have a shirt that says Beach
Beach
better have
my money and a little metal detector guy on a beach.
Hilarious.
I do. I have it at home right now.
Beach better have my money.
Yeah, Beach better
have my
money.
You better wear that. That's funny.
Yeah, I've got it. I'll wear it.
Okay.
I'll wear it next week.
Someone said there's always naked news. Is that still around?
I hope not.
I don't know.
God, remember we talked about we had the,
it was a Toronto-based
thing. We had
the
anchors from that show on our show, Naked News.
Yeah, they would, as they were telling news stories, they would strip.
I think it is.
Oh, wow, you got to pay for it.
Smart.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I don't know how many people are paying for the naked news.
It's got to be five or six.
That's got to be a niche perversion,
oh, God. Yeah,
right? Having people read you the news nude. Wow. Oh, they've upped their game.
They really have.
With anchors. Holy hell. They got
They had one guy and like maybe three girls when we first were checking this thing out.
Now they have what looks like
hundreds.
How do
they get all these women to read the news naked?
You know why? Because you're just a cam girl, and then you've decided that you'd give them a...
Probably hey, sweetie, here's $100. Read this script.
I see.
Yeah, yeah. Probably a great way to promote your own...
Yeah, take off your time.
Okay.
Perfect. Yep.
Get them hooked, and then they'll come and buy your OnlyFans or whatever.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
This one's a farmer's daughter.
I'm sure she is.
Yeah, she looks like it.
Yeah.
I believe that. Yeah.
You can tell with when you have your nails that long.
Oh, she worked on a dairy farm tending cattle.
Right.
Yep. Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Her video shows a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just a smart idea for any want-to-be naked women.
Oh, look, you can watch your full strip show inside.
Dear God.
Yep.
Gotta get to the farm.
See, I think this right here, this is why he's never going to do the news.
No.
At night. Because he's like, wow, this is a great idea. And they're like, oh, wow. We were almost going to do it until the very next thing you did was naked women doing the news.
Wait, I'm just commenting on life. It's human life.
Yep. Yep.
I like tits. Sue me.
Yeah, wow. See, there you go.
Oh, there's another reason.
You know what?
Yeah. You're not like the other guy around here.
Put him in the Don Lemon pile.
No.
I'm not going to say that on the news. That's different. There's serious news, Dave, and then there's this Dave. I can pull it together.
I don't know. We'll see.
You know I can.
We'll see.
Anyways, I'll wait for the offers
One
to
and
come.
Done.
Fly it in.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I remember a couple of weeks ago we were talking about the fact at the, I believe it was the Miami Grand Prix, or Grand Prix, that Tom Cruise and Shakira seemed to be hanging out.
Yeah.
He then sent her flowers and tried to follow up. Well, I guess he will not stop hounding her, and she is sick of it.
Well, I tried to tell him, you know.
There's not a man alive, likely, that could not succumb to hypnosis when Shakira's hips start moving around like that, but that apparently includes Tom Cruise. Earlier this month, the pair were spotted at the Miami Grand Prix Formula One race, and there have been rumors of the duo being an item ever since. Supposedly, Cruise has been pining for Shakira.
Imagine seeing Shakira in person and getting to hang out with her for a little bit. I think it could mess you up.
He's probably jealous. She's got such a nice, fine booty.
I'll be honest. I think it could mess you up.
But we said it probably checks a bunch of stuff off his list, including the fact that she's one of the few women shorter than him.
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, it messed him up.
Shakira, though.
If he's into chicks.
Is not feeling it. I guess has even gone as far as to beg him to stop messaging her. And sent messages finally and said, please, there's no interest here. She has a guy in her life already, and she wants to spend more time with her family, and basically is telling him he doesn't have a shot.
I thought she liked him for some reason when we talked about it last time.
When we talked about it, that's
the impression.
Well, because there was a lot of hand-holding, wasn't there? Didn't we see a lot of hand-holding?
I'm not sure.
I couldn't remember.
I know they were walking together.
I think they were just hanging out, but...
Yeah. I don't know
why. That's funny. He's being annoying about it, though.
Yeah. He would be.
Wouldn't you be if you thought you had a shot with her?
Well, yeah.
I mean, right? I would just, it'd be nonstop.
I'd be driving by her house.
Yeah, like, I feel like,
I think they were just side by side. I don't think they were holding hands.
He probably, like, skydives right into whatever she is every day.
Skydives.
It's true. Oh, sorry, this is my landing zone. Your backyard.
I can see that.
Oh, I didn't realize you were sunbathing by the pool.
Yeah. Come on, Tom Cruise.
All of a sudden, you see this, like, ramp. You see a ramp being built. He's like, what's up, Shakira? He's on a motorcycle. Yeah.
He looks in, lands from the sky.
Jumps off a helicopter into her pool.
Of course, you would totally. You understand. That's she's lying in her backyard, you know, just doing her thing. And
get out of here, Tom.
Come on. I'm just filming a movie, man.
I'm not interested.
You want to be in it?
You're very short.
You're shorter than me. It's going to work out.
Yeah, that's, I don't think it's going to.
I'm super duper rich.
So am I.
Oh.
All right, see ya.
Okay, I'm gonna keep on filming this cool movie.
All right, yeah, that is
cool. See you in theaters next year, August. See you later.
Someone says it's his new impossible mission.
Yeah, exactly.
To get Shakira. Mm-hmm.
He hears that music all the time and is like, oh my God, what can I do? I'm telling you, though, I mean, Shakira has the power to screw you up.
Oh, yeah. She does.
So
she screwed me up and I don't even know her.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You've never got to hang out with her.
Nope. And she still screwed me up.
Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
This one's a hot or not.
Oh, okay.
Have to play along here. You may know it, Green Bean.
All right, then I'll...
All right.
Let's see, wow. See if you do or not. A Georgia woman arrested after being accused of breaking into a restaurant to make some food.
Yeah, I do know this. Yeah.
This happened about 2 o'clock in the morning. Rome, Georgia police officers were called to the Harvest Moon Cafe for a woman who had entered the store. Police say 23-year-old Callie Elizabeth Thewitt somehow got inside the restaurant after it had been closed and got access to the food.
Do we know what she made?
We do.
Okay, this is going to be for all the marbles.
She made a salad. The total value of the food items, $500.
How do you make a $500 salad?
Authorities did not specify the ingredients in her salad.
That's the world's biggest salad. That throws a wrench into things.
She was charged with theft by taking.
World's biggest salad.
Now, the question is she hot or not? And you can play along by going to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, where you will see her mugshot. But guess first, and then go to the website.
No age or name?
23. 23 in Cali is her name.
Okay, sorry,
which to me, like that, I was trending towards giving it a higher score. And then even with the salad reveal, but I don't know how many items you've added to a salad to make it cost $500 and how much salad you just sat there and ate. You know, and we all know that a lot of salads end up scoring some of the highest calorie meals there are.
Right.
So I'm going to go with just the idea of a 2 a.m. breaking and entering to get food. I'm going to say that this is a Georgia 2. Georgia.
A Georgia 2.
That's pretty low.
Yep. I think it's going to go low. I really do. $500 worth of salad.
What if I reveal this?
Oh, you held something back. Okay, you held something
back. A scooch. Just a scooch.
Okay. All right. It's too late now.
They wrote off everything she touched. That's the $500 total. It may or may not.
I'm still going to stick with it.
Have ended up in the salad.
Yeah. Real handsy. Real handsy.
Georgia 2.
Yep. I think just a bigger hankering for some salad. Trying to keep it light at 2 a.m.
You're incredibly wrong.
Oh.
Yeah, I figured he was wrong.
So hot. Like, may it be one of our hottest hot or nots we've done. A woman breaks into a restaurant to make a salad.
Right.
You know?
I know. No, I get it. I thought it was going to be a curveball.
Hot. I couldn't play this because you would have seen her right off the top.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the quick update on the story from WSB-TV.
Now, a woman is facing charges for breaking into a restaurant.
Super hot.
And using up $500 worth of food just to make a salad. This happened in Rome on Saturday. Police say Callie Thwaite broke into the Harvest Moon Cafe and made that salad. They say she touched all the food with her bare hands, spoiling it all. Lots of things to do outdoors.
The shoulders start to move.
Yeah. You know?
So, yeah, I guess. Yeah, if she had like a bunch of chicken. and only put a little bit in her salad. The fact that she touched all of it, they can't use it anymore.
Right. It does make sense, yeah. It makes sense. But definitely the world's biggest salad is going to throw you off.
Yeah.
You know? It's the world's biggest salad.
A woman eats world's biggest salad.
It's going to throw you off.
Crazy. Crazy story. I don't think we've ever in our lives heard of a woman breaking into a restaurant to make a salad.
No.
People are freaking for ribs and burgers and pizza.
Yeah. It's never happened.
Salad, no one breaks it anywhere for a salad.
No. My God.
She must really love their salad here.
Are you even really hungry if all you ate was a salad? I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Now there's a bunch of Harvest Moon cafes in the country. Is it a chain? No, I mean, this one has its own.
Hmm.
It even sounds like a place like a healthy person would go.
You're right.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
They got, they do lobster rolls. Shoot, I may need to go.
Oh, geez.
Go there with the salad lady.
You're going to have to go to Georgia.
The middle of the country to get a lobster.
Well, maybe
I can just go to Maine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just go to Maine. They got a Southern Cobb salad that you get fried chicken in.
I just don't know how much stuff she had to touch.
I mean, she had to open up coolers. Maybe the coolers were also left open and the stuff in there they had to spoil out.
Yeah, anything they thought she touched, they had to write off, right? So $500 worth of ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, deviled egg trio, huh?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, pass.
I like a deviled egg. I do like a deviled egg myself.
I'm going to pass on this whole place.
Can you devil other things?
Are there other devils?
Can you devil?
Are there
devil's
other
food cake? Deviled?
Devil's food cake.
Oh,
yeah.
Foods you can devil. Deviled ham.
Yeah.
Oh. Deviled ham. You can devil ham by curing it in pepper powder. You can devil a chicken by coating it with mustard. There are at least 84 deviling recipes in American cuisine.
Holy smokes, you can devil a lot.
You can devil a lot more than eggs.
Huh.
There you go.
Well, damn.
Wow. There's a knowledge bomb.
Yeah. It really kind of is.
It is. Is the only one that's really popular is the eggs?
Yeah, I always feel bad. I go through a lot of emotions when I eat deviled eggs because I feel so greedy because I want all the eggs and I know that it took like 10 minutes to make each egg.
But you're just going to...
Like at a party
or whatever? I'll take too many of them at a party. Yeah.
We were at a place once, I don't know, we were on vacation. They had deep fried deviled eggs. And they were...
Well, that's got to make them a lot worse for you.
A lot worse. They were sinfully good though. But yeah, a lot worse for you.
Whoa.
Yeah. Take the white part and coat it in breading and then deep fry that part and then they fill it with the devil's goodness.
I like that. The devil is cool.
The devil makes some good food.
Especially when it comes to eggs.
I don't know what that devil-y jazz is on the top there.
That's like the egg yolk.
It's the yolk and mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise and mustard and
seasonings.
That's what I don't like thinking about with deviled eggs.
Yeah, you got to try and suspend disbelief.
I suspend it for that particular food.
Uh-huh. It's the devil. You know, you put mayo in it.
Of course, I'm like, devil, there you are.
You know what you have to eat.
Damn you, the devil. The devil makes everything with white creamy substance.
Exactly.
You didn't put mayo in this, did you, the devil?
He's like, I put my mayo.
My mayo? No, devil.
Your mayo.
You don't think he shoots mayo, you're wrong.
He's like a tail man.
Shoots mayo?
Yeah.
It all adds up.
That's perfect. Tail man.
It all adds up. Yeah. Damn, it's the devil stuff.
Another jar full.
I wonder
is that where it comes from? Because it's hell man?
Hell man's.
Oh my God, what have we uncovered?
Yeah.
No.
The biggest mayo conspiracy of all time. Oh dating all the way back to the Bible.
God, you guys are dumb.
You gotta devil them.
They're stupid.
Get hell's condiment.
What am I supposed to do?
Condiments.
Hell man's
mayo. Yeah.
It's the devil.
That's what it's from.
Hell man's.
That's right. Right down there.
Jesus. All right. Here's a tip. Don't bring a crowbar.
A crowbar.
To a road rage gunfight.
No, because you're at a slight disadvantage.
A major disadvantage. In fact, you'll probably get shot right in the balls, which this guy did.
Oh.
This happened in Philadelphia, and unfortunately, that guy... Well, it turns out he's a big douchebag anyway. You know, he put his crowbar through a woman's window.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the story on this one here and the update now from Fox 29.
Incident in Philadelphia, this time right in Center City. A woman shooting a man once in the groin. This was near 30th and Chestnut. They say the man got out of his car armed with a crowbar, tried to smash the woman's passenger side window, and that's when she fired at him. Police say the man then drove 8 blocks in search of a hospital, fell out of his vehicle, and was found around 5:30 tonight at 22nd and Market. Police say they were able to gather a lot of evidence from the shooter's car.
When the 22-year-old broke that window with the crowbar, he actually dropped the crowbar and it ended up in the 27-year-old female's vehicle. So we have her vehicle, we have her gun, we have the crowbar.
So the 22-year-old man is in critical condition tonight. Police say the female shooter, who is licensed to carry a firearm, is cooperating with the investigation. They believe this could be a case of self-defense.
You know, I bet you feel so tough getting out of your car with that crowbar. So tough. Right. You're such a man.
Until the other person has a gun, huh?
And your guess, like, that's where his crotch was, right? Right at her window.
Yeah.
Just fired out.
And then he's driving around. I mean, I don't know what you do when your crotch is blown off, but...
get myself straight to a doctor.
I
just cry on the floor.
Yeah. I mean, I don't...
But you know, the second you go there, you're done, right?
But he's done. Gotcha. I mean, now he's almost dead. So how much did he bleed?
Well, you've cut yourself shaving down there, you know.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. I almost had to go to the ER for that.
Sir, what seems to be the trouble?
I got a nick on my ball.
Oh, my God. Quick. Stat. Code red.
It won't stop.
We got another gunshot wound.
No,
it's a shaving.
Manscaping accident.
Oh. A manscaping. Give this man a Band-Aid.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll have one of our hotmail nurses put that bandage on your nuts for you, sir.
I'm good. Oh, thank you.
It does bleed like nothing else.
I know, but you can't shoot yourself there or get shot there.
No.
And then just drive around for blocks.
Yeah. But that's the price you pay, right?
Also, you got to just ask the phone, you know, like directions to the hospital. You can't just guess.
You're not thinking straight when you're bleeding out from your balls, right? I'm sure. I'm sure the world's turned upside down.
Oh, I bet.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. A woman, she's in some trouble. This 21-year-old from Southwest Florida, she survived getting bit by a venomous snake, but it still may not turn out all great.
Oh.
What happened to this 21-year-old woman in Northport? Here's the story from NBC2.
Sierra's boyfriend tells me taking photos of monarch butterflies while walking through the woods was how Sierra relaxed. It was her oasis to go out in Florida nature. But last week, one wrong step almost cost Sierra her life.
May 24th was her 21st birthday. Unfortunately, she had to spend it in the ICU.
A few weeks ago, those weren't the plans that Sierra Lynn or her boyfriend Derek Hunter had for celebrating her birthday. But today they're celebrating that she lived to see 21.
Yeah, we didn't think she was going to be.
Was that her leg?
Did you see her leg?
Oh, no.
Ooh. Oh,
Oh, my God.
I
didn't see it the first
time. No.
I was looking at her other leg.
That's not. Hey, Dave. I think I know where the story's going, right?
Oh, no.
That's not.
We're going there?
Well, I don't.
I feel like we're going there.
I think there's a chance we're going there.
Yeah. Oh, Dave.
Well, look at it.
Oh my Jesus. Oh my damn.
One leg is purple, guys.
Looks like raw meat.
Yep.
We're going ham. We're going ham.
But she lived to see 21.
Yeah, we didn't think she was going to be back around on Saturday, the day after. But she's a warrior and she fought through and absolute miracles happen.
Sierra was walking through the Miakahatchee Creek Environmental Park when a snake bit her on the leg. She believes it was an eastern diamondback rattlesnake. Emergency officials got her off the trail, into an ambulance, and then a helicopter to Sarasota Memorial Hospital.
I'll never forget after they grabbed the whole family and told us all to come in, basically to come see her.
Oh my God, she's out.
Kind of in a way where, you know, it was to come say our goodbyes.
But miraculously, Sierra survived. Now she and Derek want to warn others about staying cautious on Florida trails.
Alligators and sharks are not the only dangers here in Florida. There are several venomous snakes and spiders out here.
Derek recommends taking a walking stick to scare any snakes on your path. and also to be cautious before you take your next step.
To always step on the log and not over the log. So that's a big one. If you're able to step on that log, you're going to startle that snake and, you know, have less chance of it biting you.
I'm reporting local in Northport, Tori Kinley, NBC2.
There are 44 different species of snakes in Florida, but only six are venomous. The largest are the eastern diamondback rattlesnake, southern copperhead, timber rattlesnake, pygmy rattlesnake, cottonmouth, and eastern coral snake.
So bad.
Snake bites are really rare, though. Just one in more than 37,000 people are bitten by a venomous snake in the U.S. each year.
So she may or may not lose her leg. They don't know yet.
Yeah, I mean, it looks really bad.
It looks bad, but they might be able to save it.
She looked like she was almost dead, though. So, I mean, she's made a... Maybe she'll continue to keep making recovery.
Yeah, the status of whether or not she'll require amputation still unknown. Okay, GoFundMe has been set up by her family. More or less.
Oh, it's way more than a man who saved a baby. Oh, my God. That poor save the baby. I bet she has 20 times more than the save the baby.
Let's see.
Oh, that doesn't work.
Please.
There we go.
Yep, $10,126.
A man saved a baby.
He got $400.
He got $400.
Yes.
A man saved a baby. We're so stupid.
Yeah. So stupid.
Oh, man.
I could not handle the nature aspect of Florida. I just would not want to be out there.
Than
it's
here.
Just too much. Yeah, I like Michigan's.
Well, they're like, it's not so bad. There's outdoors. Only six kinds of venomous snakes out of the plethora of snakes that we have. You'd have to be wearing like boots or like you'd have to be wearing snake guards.
I guess. You know? Yeah, I wouldn't even know.
Snake guards.
Yeah, they have snake guards.
I don't know. They do. Yeah.
If you're going to be out there.
Not for me.
So they bite the leather of that and they can't really get through it. It saves people's lives.
Well, if I was going out in the Florida wilderness, for sure.
I think a lot of people, like in the desert, if they're going to go
they have
look
gator
for meat.
Guards.
Oh, there's nothing that's not there. It's called stay away from the water.
Yeah. I love being next to the water, though.
Man, they love eating you.
Yeah.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Officers in Ohio shot a nude man that was running at them with his flesh sword and a real sword.
Oh, yeah, I got to put him right on the ground.
Do more damage with my flesh sword.
Oh, my God.
Here's the story on this one from WDTN Jesus TV.
Jesus TV.
Quiet neighborhood on Suman Avenue quickly turned loud as a man who was unclothed and wielding a sword changed everything. It was a scene not many teenagers see before the last day of school.
He is coming in and out of his house. He's naked. He has a sword. He's laying on the front yard, putting the sword like on his chest.
No, I've never seen him before, but he was going up to houses.
Teenager Gary Winthorpe Jr. was simply on his porch with his dog after school when he saw the man wielding a sword.
Put my dog inside, came, ran down to see what was happening. Seen a naked guy running around with a machete, just yelling and screaming.
A few minutes later, two Dayton police officers confronted the man.
He was told to drop the sword. What we know at this point is that at that time, he charged the officers, and there were two officers here on the scene, and both discharged their firearms.
The suspect received medical attention from a third officer and was transported to a local hospital. He is currently stable with no life-threatening injuries.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office will handle the investigation into the officer-involved shooting, and Dayton Police will do an internal one as well. But Winthorpe Jr. did not expect an incident like this in his neighborhood.
Well, I didn't expect to see that today. Last day of school tomorrow. It's a lot happening. I haven't seen much of anything like this before.
The officers involved in the shooting will undergo evaluations before they'll be placed off duty as the investigation continues.
That newsman won't make it. That's my prediction. That newsman is never going to make
it. Thank you for saying it, because that's what exactly what I was thinking.
First of all, his face terrifies me, and his delivery is horrible. There's nothing about it.
Found somebody you could replace, Dave.
How's he on?
I don't know. Because it's Dayton, Ohio. I guess they... Yeah.
His uncle's the PD over there,
yeah.
Programmer.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Also, I know the teen is the one that saw it, but he could see, like, read you a lullaby at night, and you'd go right to bed. I didn't expect to find it in my neighborhood.
Was the last school.
The man was just slicing ham, because that's how you do it in Ohio.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You get a ham slicer.
Max, it's just hot.
You strip nude so you don't get that ham on your clothes.
Right, yep.
He was trying to give the officer some ham.
Yeah, he was.
You slice ham nude.
Well, I mean, those officers loved ham. You saw how many of them.
Oh, my God.
One guy got the ham.
Yeah.
Did you see one guy's gun?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's
well, they're not going to chase anyone or be able to get out of the way, so you got to shoot.
There was a shot where they showed the officers at the scene.
Yeah.
And there was one guy's belly took up most of that.
Yeah. Yeah, right there.
That's him from the front. Wait till you see him from the side, though, coming up. The belly. The belly will get you. Come on. Show the full. There, right there. You see?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Officer gun.
David Justice.
It's his bulletproof belly.
I've been shot here like four times.
Didn't hit any organs?
Nope. Totally survived.
Wow,
every single
that's
time.
Amazing, dude.
Nope. Yeah, just in and out.
That newscaster is funny, though. He's like
a naked man.
Yeah, I knew off the top, geez, what's this guy all about here?
Oh, there's an eyewitness, Seth.
Seth?
Usually a quiet neighborhood on Truman Avenue quickly turned loud as a man who was unclothed and wielding a sword changed everything. It was a scene not many teenagers see before the last day of school.
A nude man was wielding a sword.
Oh, Seth.
Yeah. Oh, like Kermit like the Frog delivering the news is better.
It is a little better. Yeah.
You're right.
Sorry, Seth. You'll never get out of Dayton, dude.
Oh, no. No.
Oh.
No, you got to start somewhere, and sometimes it doesn't work.
You just always stay there.
It doesn't work.
You just always stay there. That's how it happens, right?
Yeah, it is.
If you see a man who's been on Dayton News for 40 years, you know why.
Yeah.
He wasn't good enough
I've
to make it out.
I've been delivering the news here for 35 years.
It's not because he wanted to stay. It's because he couldn't leave.
It's weird, because then they eventually call you like a Dayton legend.
But really, you're a Dayton loser. come on, that's how it is, right?
I never thought of it.
If any of us had been in the little places where we started, we'd be, we wouldn't have made it.
That's in line between legend and loser.
Right?
Yeah.
It really is.
Yep.
Okay, what was your reaction when you found your partner in bed with someone else? Because this guy...
Move over.
This guy in Texas, he was angry. We'll tell you what he did in a moment. But for you, how did you react when you found your partner in bed with someone else? If you've got a story and you want to share it, 1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969. That's the number to reach us at the Dave and Chuck Lines. You can text us. 46969 is the text. And email is email at daveandchuckthefreak.com. Because a husband in Texas expected to face charges for shooting a guy that he found in bed with his wife.
Well, that seems like the Texas thing to do.
It definitely does. Here's the story on this one from KPRC.
Hours before sunrise, a man called 911 saying someone shot him in the chest inside this humble home. Deputies arrived at the estates of Park Lake Subdivision around 2 a.m., where they wrapped the home in police tape. They learned another man also called 911 saying he pulled the trigger.
The suspect had called dispatch and advised he arrived home and found a male in the home with his wife, and he was the shooter.
Paramedics rushed the man who was shot to the hospital. The shooter was also taken to the hospital for precautionary reasons. Investigators say the wife was not hurt.
Any prior violence to this home?
Not that we know of at this time.
Detectives spent hours collecting evidence at the scene, placing items in plastic bags. This car was towed away. With the shooter's confession, investigators are linking every clue to the case. The man who was shot is in stable condition, and investigators say he is expected to be okay. The shooter has not been officially charged at this time, but investigators say charges are coming.
So we don't know the full story on this one then. Like, it's not just a random man that broke into the house and decided to lay down in bed.
The other story said they were in bed. He was in bed with his wife when he shot him.
Right.
So another man in bed with this guy's wife.
Right.
So the wife's cheating. This is the dude she's cheating with.
What a bold move to be like, you know what, let's just fall asleep.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they maybe intended to. Right? They knew he gets home at a certain time. Probably they had their sex.
Can I tell you what you don't do? You don't fall asleep.
Why not?
In Texas.
Well, anywhere, really.
You don't fall asleep.
But that's probably what happened, right? They got caught up in the passionate moment, passed out.
Yep. And honestly, right, so you're the guy, you're like, you know what? I'm pretty sure I'm allowed to do this.
Intruder!
Yep. Oh my God!
Intruder.
What are you doing to my wife without her permission?
Why are you nude?
Yep.
Just take photos. Prepare for that money battle.
Oh yeah. I'd be quiet as a mouse. Be quiet as a mouse.
Some text coming in. Found my now ex in bed with a mutual friend. I walked in, ripped him off her, tossed him outside naked, then I kicked my wife out of our home.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't do any of that. I would just be like, thank you.
Imagine ripping a man out of your lady.
Giving me a reason.
Ripping a man out of your lady is a precarious moment.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's just, I don't know. Some guys go all the way to, like, I have to kill you, and I think my whole reaction would be, yes.
Yeah.
I see.
I think you'd get dark.
I'd walk over to the jewelry box and I'd gather some things.
Yeah.
Quietly. Quiet as a mouse.
Get it all together.
What's that safe code?
Get the bank accounts. Clear them out.
Credit cards.
Shut those off.
Yeah. Chuck, what are you? Are you okay, man?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm doing
freeze.
Great.
Credit cards. Photos.
Hi.
Attorney.
Chase Bank. Yeah, I'd like to just make sure we remove a name really quick off of any kind of. So thank you.
Sir, is everything okay?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I'm doing great. I'm having a pleasant night.
Oh, you are? Okay, fine. So you'd like that name taken off your account.
Yeah, just remove that, just fully.
They can't make charges anymore.
No.
On any of your accounts.
That's music to my ears. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no
Have
problem,
a wonderful
sir.
Night.
And you as well.
Have a wonderful night.
All the best.
Yeah, man. I mean, I guess there's one way to handle it, and then there's another way to handle it.
Sure.
Some people would be happy. Because you do hear the other side of it where it, like, gets this big fight, and then someone drains somebody's account, and they do all this stuff. Oh, man, be quiet as a mouse.
What about you? How did you react when you found someone in bed with your partner? 1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969. Jackson will kick things off here on the Dave and Chuck Lines. Hi, Jackson.
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much. How'd you
How's
react?
How's she going, eh? So, I caught my ex banging the superintendent of this building that she was living at. We were trying to make things work. We were together for a couple of years, and I don't get it because I thought it was doing a good job.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a 300-pound dude. She's banging this 400-pound dude. I don't get. Maybe we're the same way. He's just really fat or something.
She could be like a bit of a chubby chaser, and like he's a little bit more.
Right. He's,
you know, like that's weird, but yeah, it can happen.
The chubbier, the hornier.
Yeah. Hmm. That's all the thing. Yeah, you can find it.
What I did is I just posted about it on Facebook. And I just let it all out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There was a lot leading up to it. Like, I read the, you know, some letters that she was going to send to her ex who was in jail. And, yeah, like, that's what I did. Mm. I talked about it.
Yeah, yeah,
I mean, probably wasn't going to end well.
No, that's a wild
letters
scenario.
To her ex-boyfriend in jail.
Yeah. That's a wild great lady. Warning signs. There were a few.
Yeah. Just a few.
Couple there.
Gay guy texted us. He said, walked into my house, found my ex of 10 years with another man. Some words were exchanged.
Yeah.
I left with the dog. I keyed the guy's car and slashed his tires.
Oh.
All four of them.
Oh, the dog. Good move.
Yeah.
That's it.
Come on. Come here. Come on.
Where are we going to go? Going to go in the car.
Car.
Going to go in the car.
Treat.
You want to go for a walk?
Treat.
Come on.
Car.
I got a pizza.
Yeah. May take Hershey a couple minutes, but he'll get there. Someone said, I walked in. I saw her with him. I poured a bourbon and took a seat.
Waited.
Apparently, I'm into the classic cuckold. He's
Oh, he liked it.
Oh, no. Don't stop on account of me.
Well, hello.
Wow.
Hi there.
That's wild.
Just keep going.
Listen, you need any help over there, buddy?
No, but you can do the cleanup.
Oh. Yes. Bring
that
it on over.
Is a reaction I was not expecting.
No, my goodness.
But it's a different day.
It is.
Don's with us from Connecticut. So, Don, tell us, what did you do when you found your partner in bed with someone else?
So, we had taken a little trial separation, and it was Mother's Day. And I'm driving up the road, and I got a card, and I'm all sniffly. And card says, like, we don't have any kids yet, but hopefully you'll be the mother of my children. So I pull into the driveway, and there's another car in the driveway.
So
I go in the house, I go grab a, I grabbed a Cafelon aluminum pan, and one of the jokes that my friends and I make is that if I grabbed a cast iron pan, I'd probably be in jail because I'd have killed him. But it was a lightweight aluminum pan.
Right.
And went running up the stairs and caught him in bed, and like legs in the air in bed.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Hopefully hers.
No, his. Yeah.
Okay.
No. Yeah. So I start beating on him, and of course he runs away, and he goes down the stairs and jumps in his car. And this guy was really into his car, like it had, you know, it was always perfect. It was pristine. It was somebody she worked with. So I go down the stairs. He jumps in the car naked and tries to start the car, and obviously no pants, no keys, no starting the car. So
Yeah.
So he's sitting in the car, like towering, and I come down with the pan and I take out his driver's side window and it shatters all over him. And, he starts to get out and I whacked him in the shoulder. And this was like 25 years ago. So nobody died, statute of limitations, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So I start. This is where the Italian in me came out, and I started thinking, don't be angry.
Here we go.
Yes.
So,
you know, all these windows got to go.
Exactly. So I started going around the car. By the time she got down with his keys, no pants, by the way, he drove away naked. By the time she got down with his keys, I had taken out every window, every body panel, every lens. Yeah. And then he drove away. And then I knew where he worked. So that night I mixed up some muriatic acid in a garden sprayer and poked it through the plastic that was on his windows and unloaded a gallon of muriatic acid into the inside of his car.
Bye bye car.
Yeah, it's not going to be good for the inside.
Bye bye.
That's what you put into
It was.
Yikes.
I'm actually not proud of it, but, it's a good story. It was funny because I was kind of close with her dad, and I eventually told him what happened and said, did you hit her? And he said, no. And he goes, you're a better man than me.
Yeah, all right, Donna, we'll end it there.
Yeah,
on that
yeah before it gets.
Before you should just live off with I'm an Italian guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, and we would have. Oh, yeah, all would have.
Yeah, yeah.
Made sense.
Yeah, yeah, he destroyed that man's vehicle.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's I guess gone. That guy could have went to the cops, but yeah. It was such a bizarre situation that it's hard to explain.
Yeah, 25 years ago, too. I mean, I got who knows, but.
Someone said, when I caught a guy in bed with my wife, I was upset like anyone would be. But when he tried to leave, I pinned him down.
Oh, my. Then what?
Made him my bottom boy.
Wife wasn't the only one that got banged that day.
What?
Whoa! And I put the kind of rapey warning on there.
Thank you.
Dear God.
You know, you don't expect that.
You don't.
Don't mess around with that guy's wife.
No. No. You never know who you're dealing with.
He's going to do whatever you do to her, to you.
Yep. He could have been in the joint and got a hankering for it.
Okay. Artie is next. Hi, Artie.
How you doing?
Okay. We're talking about how people react when they find their partner in bed with someone else.
I pulled up to the house and there was a car there and I recognized the car. So I, you know, doors were locked. I broke into my house at the time and I found my fiance with my best man in bed.
Ooh.
So I, you know, I flipped out and then I went and hooked up with his baby mama.
Oh, so that was
tangled web. A tangled web of lies and deceit.
And I'm assuming the wedding did not move forward.
No, it did not, but I have two kids with her.
Oh, unfortunate.
I couldn't stay out of it, you know?
Yeah.
I couldn't stay out of it.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. That's tough. Saying. That is tough. Yep.
All right.
My niece wants to say, how's she doing? Could you say, how's she doing? How's she doing?
Oh, how's she going?
How's she going, eh?
There she was.
There she was.
Yes. How's she going? She okay.
Okay. Bye now.
Here.
Bye.
Get me out of
you
here.
You told
Dave.
That story in
child?
Front of her.
Is yeah, a child
was.
There?
There was. Yep.
Well, yep.
And I'm banged.
Yeah.
What's happening today? What's happening
you know,
here?
You know. We might have to look up that screening thing again. Share that definition
the calls
again.
That are, I mean.
You can't get on Jason for having the kid on.
Yeah. You can't. That, you know, or the guy before, because he ended that story weird.
Thanks.
How can you tell?
It's not on
that
me.
It was going to go
hey,
there.
Any kids in the car?
Hey, any kids in the car?
You can't ask all these questions.
I know. I guess I didn't know I had to ask.
That's tough. It's tough. Yeah,
that's
a hard job.
That's not on you, Jason.
No,
I'm not going to give you hell.
Well, thanks. You guys just did a kind of rapey thing about being bottom.
No, that's
well,
on James.
Nonetheless,
I should have read it through beforehand.
Yeah. I mean, he did put the thing kind
it says,
of rapey.
It says
yeah.
kind of rapey. Yeah. And it goes, when I caught this guy in bed with my wife.
Yeah. There was a kind of rapey warning.
Yeah.
Now, if I put the kind of rapey at the end.
At the end. Too late.
It's definitely on me.
Yeah, too late. By then.
Again, should have read it through. All right, Zach is with us. Hi, Zach. We're talking about how you reacted when you found your partner in bed with someone.
Hi.
Hi.
So my situation is maybe a bit atypical. Before the incident, my girlfriend and I had a threesome with one of her girlfriends who was single at the time.
Okay.
Fast forward a couple of months, and we have a party at our house. A lot of people there, including this girl and her now boyfriend. At one point, my girlfriend got too intoxicated, so I took her upstairs to our bedroom, put her to sleep, and continued the party myself. Maybe an hour goes by, and I'm downstairs, and one of my friends says, "Hey, someone's upstairs in bed with your girl." And I say, "What? What's going on?" So I go upstairs, and it is her friend and her friend's boyfriend naked in bed. Her friend is going down on my girlfriend and he is naked, just kind of stroking himself next to them.
Yeah, that's tough to see. Yeah.
So,
my lady.
Yeah, so I see this and I honestly didn't know how to react at first, but I was just kind of like, "Whoa, what the heck is going on here?" And they kind of looked up, all surprised, and before anything could really even transpire between us, I slammed the door, I go downstairs, and I'm kind of like, you know, steaming at my friends who are still at this party, like, what the heck is going on? she comes downstairs while I guess he's up there getting dressed and tries to talk to me. And I basically just said, you know, you don't just because we had one time of a three-way doesn't give you full access to my girlfriend whenever you feel like it to bring in someone else and more or less just kick them out. But they couldn't leave because they were too drunk. So they had to sleep in our guest room for several hours.
Nightmare. Total nightmare.
That's why it's a threesome. Try not to bang your friends.
Yeah, that's it.
You know?
He's a nice guy about it. Well, what the heck is going on here?
I know. And made him have like a Seinfeld reaction. He was like, well, what the heck is going on here?
Guy just stroking.
He sounded like Chuck's impression of Dave. But he was the living version.
Well, what the heck is going on here?
Yeah, my God. Are you licking her?
Oh,
are
boy.
You stroking?
I'll be downstairs.
And he just leaves and goes down.
Oh, and now you got to stay over because you're too wasted to drive. That's not responsible. Yeah.
In a weird way, I was like, oh, is this just like the other boyfriend being like, hey, you had a threesome with my girl.
Yeah.
So she said it's okay. I don't need your permission. You know? I mean, it's weird to have had a threesome with the people involved
and then be upset when you're not.
Yeah. I mean, I get it though. I mean, usually everybody has to know what's up, but that's an odd one. That's a real Dave and Chuck one.
It's the best cheating react.
Well, what is going on here?
What the heck?
What the heck?
My goodness gracious! Are you stroking? Stop stroking, sir!
Oh, my God. Just stop for a minute.
You've ruined the party, just so you know. What the heck?
You went down. You had to go downstairs like, you guys were right! Someone was in bed with my woman. Two people. And now I got to go make up the guest room for them.
They got to sleep here.
Fine. And I guess we'll do brunch, but that is it.
You make the breakfast.
Fresh pancakes and
right after this, you're out.
Maybe a little fruit. Freshly squeezed OJ.
Doodly boop.
Doodly boop. Let's go. What the heck?
Not always great. All right, coming up, what did our douchebag of the day do to a patient that had nonstop diarrhea?
Mm. Oh,
let's find out.
You're a douche.
I'm not a douche.
You're a stupid douche. You're so a douche. I'm nominating you for Biggest Douche in the Universe Award, you douche.
Dave and Chuck the Freak salute the douchebag of the day.
A hospital caregiver in South Korea has been apprehended for inserting pieces of a toilet mat into the anus of a patient because he couldn't deal with the man's diarrhea anymore.
Did you say a bath mat?
Yeah.
Like the toilet one, though. The one that goes around the toilet?
Yeah.
Oh. He tried to cork his butthole.
He did. He did. And he did. Whoa.
Wow. Did it work?
The caregiver, known only as a 68-year-old man, is accused of inserting 4 toilet mat pieces into the anus of the 64-year-old patient. This was at a hospital west of Seoul. 4 different times he did it to try and block up his beehole.
Do you think that, like, it failed 3 times? Like, and it just shot out of there?
On different occasions. So, like, he'd be like, no more diarrhea!
Oh, yes, yes!
Please don't. Don't do it to me.
The suspect, now facing several charges, told police that he committed the offense as the patient had unbelievably watery stools and needed frequent attention.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
So he cut the toilet mats into squares about 10 inches in width and length and used them to try and block up the patient's booty.
Holy That's cow.
Beth, you want to see the size? Do you want to see them?
Yes, I do.
They are unfortunately stained.
Oh, well, I bet. They've been through some stuff.
But they've been through him.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my.
Mother of God.
My God.
How much diarrhea had he dealt with before?
Before snapping?
Before he's losing it. Yeah.
He snapped. I mean, you can't do
it's
that.
It's not the job for him.
No, you're right.
But I bet he had to clean him up all the time.
All of his stool was watery.
I can't clean up a man's diarrhea on him.
and clean it up on yourself.
I barely can clean it up on myself.
It's a challenge.
You know? Like, you hit the shower, you know?
So but never mind.
I would just wheel someone in a shower.
But then you can't have that job, right?
I know.
You can't have that job.
You've got to know it's not for you.
Poor guy's got diarrhea, and then this guy's shoving
toilet mats up his ass.
Do you know how much that would?
When?
It would hurt.
It would hurt. Of course it would. It's 10 inches by 10 inches.
It would hurt. It was so dry.
No, I'm picturing he's got those mats in there. And it's making it more of a high-pressured stream.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
It's like, so now he's like a super soaker of poo.
Jesus.
Yeah.
God.
He's like one of those high-pressure washers.
Yeah. Is that the wash you want?
You know. Oh, it's so bad. And
Dictator
they look
Dave
disgusting.
Would make him then put the used ones up.
Oh, here. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeez.
You want to feel?
Rule unusual.
Yeah. The used ones.
Yeah, the used ones. Exactly.
Oh, you just slap him in the face with them.
Oh.
Now eat it.
Well, don't eat it. Just
no, I'm not smack totally around crazy. Him. Just want him to feel the pain he put another man through.
That's tough.
And another man's diarrhea.
I hope that the other guy didn't really know maybe what was up.
He knew something was up.
I know. You would.
We're going to play Will He Get Fired or Not?
Oh, wow.
Will he get fired or not?
Okay. So easy to get fired, but it's hard to find good work.
We're talking about ESPN announcer Tom Hart.
Oh.
Who had an embarrassing slip-up while announcing an SEC tournament baseball game between Vanderbilt and Auburn.
Yep, I just...
Vandy was leading the second round game 6-2 over Auburn in the bottom of the eighth inning and had two runners on with two outs. Hart was talking about styles of ball. What he meant to say was, you can't turn the clock back to the mid-80s.
You sure can't.
But instead...
Should we just let him say it?
Yeah. This came out here.
Yeah.
We can't turn the clock back. I know it's after midnight. We can't turn the clock back and turn it back into the mid-80s.
I think.
And put on a Whitey Herzog team.
His problem was he made the joke about it being after midnight. I think if he would have just kept going, your job is to keep going. I mean, I know he said what he said, and that's
so the afternoon night can't because that can be
because
said. I thought it was more like I'm so tired. It's after midnight, and
it's after midnight, so you can say whatever you want.
Maybe either way, I thought I took it as I'm so tired I can't speak.
Oh, okay,
it's after midnight when he said this.
We can't turn the We can't turn the clock back.
James is having heart attack.
And turn it back into the mid-80s.
This is what's on TV.
As a man, black man is up to bat.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He was thinking about...
I hope he wasn't. Yeah, I hope that isn't what he was thinking.
But man, this guy up to bat.
Yeah.
He's had a huge
clock.
His clock
is
on
enormous.
Him. Man, he's got a big clock.
His clock is so big you can't turn it back.
Yeah,
I don't
think
he'll be fired for that.
No, I wouldn't think so, but lately, I don't know, right? I didn't think that other guy would be fired either.
But
I know
that
was definitely worse than this,
Yeah.
But it was, again, a slip of the tongue.
And I'm hoping we're not going to get fired for playing that.
Yeah, no.
No.
It's a simple announcing mistake. But.
Also, the whole thing is off when you really just sit and read it. You can't turn the
clock back. We can't turn
the
clock back. I know it's after midnight. We can't turn the clock back and turn it back into the mid-80s.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. Announcing is tough.
It is.
That's the thing.
I know.
You got to fill a lot of time.
And sometimes your tongue.
Think about boring baseball. Where it's like, man, oh man, huh? No, there's no clock, no pitch clock.
I mean, this is more interesting than some of the announcers we have in our local team, because there was a while where one of the announcers seemed like he was just going on weird dementia, like strings of consciousness. Like, what is he talking about?
Yeah, it happens.
Somebody reel him back in.
Yeah.
He's in another realm.
Those guys can sometimes stick around for a while.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it's true. people end up loving them.
Yeah, so no word on any suspension or anything. Just happened, so I just wondered if...
Yeah, that one's a wild one, though.
Yep, it is for sure.
That's a Freudian slip, they say.
Sure. The black gentleman is up to bat.
Yeah.
And that's all the announcer could think about.
Yeah. Somewhere in that brain.
He likes himself some black clocks.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.